Now you're working, helping them get five or six people, and they're helping their people, et cetera, get five or six people. I mean, you multiply this out. I mean, we started with a company over 10 years ago with four people. We now have over 200,000 people in the downline. And last month we added 4,272 members, and we only spent an hour on the business. And we are able to do that because we have a system that's so simple, it duplicates past the first level. I mean, if you don't have somebody three, four, five levels deep that can do what you're doing and teach your people to do it, you don't have a duplicatable system. So with the system, we can duplicate all the way down. And you are going to lose some books along the way.
Great, Don. And I tell people that they should have anywhere between 5 to 10 books to loan out. I could have people say, well, I have one book, and I'm afraid to give it out because I don't know when I'm going to get it back, and I want to talk to somebody.
Hey, Jeffrey, once you got five really serious people, and you're helping them with their friends, and you're helping with their friends, someone asked me the other day, you know, how do I go about sponsoring people? And I say, I don't go looking to sponsor people. We've got so many people come into the downline supporting the downline. In the process of supporting your downline, you naturally run into people just in the course of living, in your lifestyle, and all of a sudden you've got someone else that you'd like to share the opportunity with. It's kind of an awesome thought when you really understand that you get to choose the people you go to work for. You get to choose the people that can have a better life. Let's talk about burnout. You know, how many 2-3 hour in-home presentations can you do? After a while, you get burned out. And how long does it take you to teach someone to do that versus how long would it teach you to have someone ask the question? You know, anybody likes to travel, go on vacation, you know, it takes three things, time, money, health. I sure have all three. We have been in this industry 39 years, and we are more excited about this industry today than we ever been, because we've evolved to the point now where we've got the tools to do all the talking, not only in the prospecting with the system, with the steps, but once you get to the vehicle, and if they really want to know about everything, they can spend as much time as they want there. When you send them to the website, you don't have to know all that stuff.
Sure.
Another analogy, with the system, it's like we hand you the key to the vehicle. You can get in it right now and immediately start going down the freeway, building your business while you're sticking those DVDs and CDs in there. You can learn everything you ever need to know about your business while you're building the business. The people who don't use the system, who are using the product approach, before you can even get in the vehicle, they have to lift up the hood and take the whole engine apart and put it back together. That's why I have people that have been in the business 3 to 6 months, and they still haven't sponsored their first person yet.
I heard from April Travis, our good friend from Texas. She just sent me a quick email. She says here in her email, you give out the card, and then you get a good response, and you give out the book. A couple of days go by, and you haven't heard back. What do you do? What do you say?
Call them up and ask them how they're doing with the book, if they've read the first four chapters yet. If they haven't got into it, ask them when they think they're going to be able to get into it. And if it sounds like it's going to be a while, say, you know, you really need to get the book back because you've got other people waiting for it. Now, granted, you have other books too, but still, you know, if everybody you give it to is sitting on it, you know, that's not good either. But remember, don't use the word give out the book, loan out the book.
Okay. That's perfect. Perfect answer. That was my answer too. It's like, hello, if you haven't read it in 2 days, it's only four chapters, 27 pages. I think I need that back from you.
Yeah, right. Then it really boils down to, do they really want something? Or are they just comfortable in their little rut, you know? I mean, some people like what they do. They go to work every day. They have their same routine. You know, they're not going anywhere. And they don't want to go anywhere in life. And those aren't the kind of people we're looking for. Remember, you're only looking for five people that really want something.
That is so true.
Now, once you get those five, then you help them get their five, et cetera, you know.
Absolutely. Tracy, are you out there? Tracy, you have a question for Don?
I'm here. What I love about listening to you speak is you're always talking about how you and your wife have fun.
Sure.
Can you talk a little bit about the lifestyle? Just you know, why you love this business.
Okay, well, first of all, we have been very successful in network marketing as opposed to a lot of people out there try to write books and go out and do speeches and talk and make money from the industry, okay? Everything we have has evolved, you know, because we're building a business and helps us build our business better. So we've been very successful. We live in San Diego up in the foothills. We have a half-acre lot here where our home is 6,200 square feet. We've got a snooker table, two pool tables, sauna, steam, jacuzzi, waterfall out back. Tomorrow we're going to leave about 10 in the morning, go down to the ocean to the Del Coronado, very famous hotel. We walk the beach. We play backgammon out back there. We've been on 56 cruises. We have three more cruises we're doing this year, one in October for a company. We're doing a convention from on a cruise ship out of Orlando. And then when you're on our website, the 45secondtools.com, at the very top where it says events, if you click on that, you'll see our next unconvention cruise. What an unconvention is, like when you go to conventions, you're usually in a beautiful resort hotel someplace. You don't really get to enjoy the facilities because you're in meetings all day. And they always say you really learn the most at the breaks, sharing with the other successful people. So many years ago, we said, you know, if that's true, we're going to have conventions. We call them unconventions. And we get people together literally from all over the world. Different companies show up and so forth. Doesn't matter. Everybody's welcome. And we just have no meetings. We have dinners together, lots of sizzle sessions. We go to shore together. I mean, we just have a lot of fun. Everybody wears their Own Your Life pin on the ship. And if you could picture a ship with 3,000 passengers, if Nance and I were the only couple wearing our Own Your Life pin, we might get four or five people ask us about our pin during the course of that week. But if we get 30 or 40 people all wearing the pin, I mean, you can't go 5 minutes because everybody's moving around without someone seeing the pin. The curiosity level goes up so high